Imagine this for a moment. Since early childhood, you have been counting every gram of protein on your plate. Every meal is a calculation. Every small slip, a risk. For people living with phenylketonuria, or PKU, this has been daily reality, until recently. Today, a short conversation about a medication that is starting to change that reality. It is called sepiapterin. Quick context. In PKU, an enzyme in the liver cannot fully process an amino acid called phenylalanine, usually shortened to PHE. It builds up in the blood and over time affects the brain. That is why a low-protein diet has been the backbone of treatment for life. Sepiapterin helps that enzyme work better. And this part really matters. It can work even for patients who did not respond to the earlier medication, sepiapterin. Now, the practical part. If your doctor offers you a sepiapterin trial, here is what is worth knowing. First, it is taken once a day, at the same time every day. And, pay attention here, it must be taken after a meal that contains fat. Not just toast and an apple. Something like avocado, eggs, cheese, nuts, fish, or olive oil. Roughly 8 to 10 grams of fat. Fat noticeably improves absorption. Many people choose breakfast simply because fat is easier to fit in early in the day. Second, first comes a response trial. 2 weeks with at least 3 blood PHE tests. If your level drops by around 30%, that is a response. The medication is working for you. One critical detail. During this trial, your diet must stay completely stable. This is not the moment to experiment with protein. Otherwise, your team cannot tell what actually worked, the medication or the new breakfast. Third, and this is the part many patients have been waiting for. If the short trial succeeds, a longer phase begins, 3 to 6 months. This is when natural protein starts coming back, gradually. Vegetables, whole grains, an egg, then cheese, then meat and fish. Step by step, with regular blood checks. But here is the rule that matters most. All of this happens under the guidance of a dietitian. Adding protein on your own is not safe. Too fast, PHE spikes and you have to roll back. Too slow, you miss the opportunity the medication is giving you. As natural protein increases, the dose of your protein substitute, the medical formula, is reduced step by step. Some patients eventually stop it altogether. Others keep a smaller amount, and that is also normal, especially during growth, pregnancy, or high physical demand. A few small things worth knowing. Sepiapterin is a yellow-orange powder, slightly sweet, especially with apple juice. It can cause mild, temporary tooth discoloration, easy to handle with regular brushing. In the first days, some people notice mild diarrhea or headache. And the bigger picture. This is not a magic pill that erases PKU. It is a tool. A tool that, for the first time in decades, offers a real chance to eat more ordinary food, less anxiety at the table, more freedom, more of just living. If this is relevant to you, talk to your doctor and dietitian. On the page where you are listening, there is also an infographic. It shows the whole journey at a glance.